Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, welcome back. Thanks for doing so. We're going to review subjects we've talked about quite often over the years here as it pertains to overall brain health, brain disorders. Concentrating on dementia, Alzheimer's. Dementia is actually a decline in the number of brain cells, which results in physical shrinkage of brain tissue and consequent deterioration in mental ability. Dementia is a combination of memory loss, confusion, and general intellectual decline. The disorder mainly occurs for we seniors, people over age 65, but young people are often and sometimes affected in the early stages of dementia. A person is prone to becoming anxious or depressed due to awareness of the said memory loss. As the dementia worsens, the person may become more dependent on others and may eventually need full-time care. Hopefully not in a nursing home, and hopefully not with caregivers who may also need support, especially in treatment of dementia. Alzheimer's disease, the most common form of dementia, is indeed Alzheimer's. Brain damage occurs due to the abnormal production of the protein amyloid, which builds up in the brain. No cure has been found. There are some progressions with some drugs which slow the progress of the disease in some people. The area of dead brain tissue, if you were to look at the sphere of your brain, try to envision that. And the blood vessels that go through the brain, getting blockage in the percentile of the cases, multi-infarct dementia can develop due to blockage by clots of the tiny blood vessels supplying the brain. Each clot prevents oxygen from reaching a small part of the brain, causing tissue death or infarct, infarct, in the affected part of the brain. There's many depictive graphics of an Alzheimer's disease brain and a healthy brain. Not the old 60s commercial, here's your brain on drugs in a frying pan. Not that one. Graphics from the Human Body book show a slice through the brain of a person affected by Alzheimer's disease compared to that of a healthy person graphically. The Alzheimer's disease brain is considerably shrunken due to the degeneration and death of the nerve cells. apart from a decrease in brain volume, the surface of a brain affected by Alzheimer's disease may indeed be more deeply folded. Let's take a 10-second break. When we come back, we'll go into the subject of dementia specifically a little bit deeper here today. We'll be right back. Okay, deep calming breath. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us today. Let's continue taking a look at head trauma, brain damage, old age and dementia, not necessarily in that order, but lineage in my life of how I probably am at this juncture, at this point in time in my life, for the following reasons. Blunt force trauma to the brain is also known as closed head injury, and it can cause a variety of damage depending on the severity of the impact. When I was age 9, 1963, I was in a near-death experience automobile accident where I sustained a fair amount of head trauma and some kidney situations, and actually passed on the table briefly. Talked about it many times. My encounter wasn't a long white tunnel or whatever, but I do remember hovering over my body on the table, seeing all the emergency personnel working on me as I got transported to the hospital, and then actually vividly remembering myself re-entering my body. So flash forward through the years, really bad career choice, industrial chemicals, direct inhalation, mercury exposure, mercury vapors, my addiction with alcohol, which was very severe, and how an amalgam fillings in the side of my head for 57 years before removing them. The escape of the proverbial mercury vapors in tandem with all of those things affecting my brain. Coup injuries often occur at the state of impact, where the brain actually collides with the skull. Had a few of those using my quotation fingers here in the studio in my athletic career. My athletic career was basically church leagues, sand lots, a lot of street ball, a lot of inner city, some organized teams, mostly at the then called junior high level. And playing a really lot of pickup football, inner city games, no equipment, out in the streets, yep, tackle, and on the frozen tundra of our blessed home field here in Maine, Portland Stadium, on the frozen tundra, many Sundays, with no equipment, taking severe headshots. And adventures through life, being clubbed in the head in actually trying to break up two combatants that were fighting. And somehow I got perceived as the culprit. Many of those stories, many, many automobile accidents head on, behind the wheel, as passenger, front, back seat, all combined in the cauldron of life, very indicative of why I fight memory loss. So, contra coup injuries, these happen on the opposite side of the brain from the impact as the brain bounces back and forth inside the skull. I guess my point is, I've definitely had all scenarios of the brain bouncing off, left, right, left, front, center, over, under, sideways, out. Shearing injuries the axons, the long fibers that actually connect brain cells, can physically be sheared or torn by the twisting forces of a blow to the head, depending on the severity of the said blow and the force behind it. So you can have a variety of impairments. I definitely have both hands raised. I've had multiple concussions over the years, which is a temporary alteration of the brain function that can cause headaches, dizziness, confusion, and most assuredly, memory problems. Hematoma is a collection of blood outside of a blood vessel, which can put pressure on blood tissue and cause serious damage. Never had a hematoma per se, other than in the automobile accident way back when, which fortunately disappeared in and of itself quite quickly. Then there's edema, which is swelling of the brain tissue caused by fluid buildup, which can also increase pressure in the skull. And DAI, which stands for diffuse axonal injury, it's a widespread damage to the axons throughout the brain, which can have a significant impact on cognitive function. So, how multiple head trauma can induce dementia? Multiple head traumas can increase the risk of developing dementia later in life, such as Alzheimer's disease and chronic traumatic encephalopathy. CTE is also a progressive neurodegenerative disease found in athletes and military personnel predominantly, who have experienced repeated head injuries and head impacts. The exact mechanisms by which head trauma contributes to dementia is an ongoing study forever and ever. Still being researched, but there are some possible explanations that for sure include the accumulation of the tau protein. TAU, tau, is a protein that normally helps to stabilize the structures with inside brain cells. So after you incur a head injury, tau can clump together and form tangles which disrupt brain cell function and communication. And of course, the inflammation from head trauma can trigger chronic inflammation of the brain, which can damage brain cells and contribute to neurodegeneration. Blood vessel damage. Repetitive head injuries can damage blood vessels in the brain, which can impair blood flow and oxygen delivery to the brain cells. Head injury, brain trauma, dementia, CTE. Does repetitive head injury cause dementia? The link between head trauma and Alzheimer's disease. Protecting your brain from injury. It's important to note that I'm not a medical professional. I have experienced it as the patient many times in my life. If you know someone that's experienced head injury, it's important for them, if they haven't, to seek medical attention immediately. We'll take a 10-second break, and then we'll come back into talking about abuse and addiction, especially alcohol, combined with mercury amalgam fillings and the damage that trauma, alcohol abuse, and mercury amalgam fillings. It's quite a trifecta. Severe head traumas, multiple concussions in tandem with alcohol poisoning and mercury amalgam fillings go deep on how this actually shrinks the brain with the potentiality of causing dementia. The triple threat: head trauma, alcohol abuse, and mercury fillings. A recipe for dementia. Our topic and discussion here in the show today. Come back after this 10-second break. Go our final segment for about another 10 minutes. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Turn on the Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you by our invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do 3 audio versions daily, my 6th year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Cult Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this.
Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for being there. Thanks for getting to this juncture, which will be the last segment of today's show. However you got here, including fast forward, we all do that. But please do recap and take the show in segments and dissect it. We like to think that it's a harbinger of good information, and we'll be talking about these subjects moving forward and have done so many times archivally. For sure, over my 50-year working career, definitely long ago, far away, well entrenched in my second full year of retirement. So, let's continue finishing up this segment for today, continuing looking at the triple threat that head trauma, alcohol abuse, and mercury fillings in and of themselves, most assuredly, collectively, not a good thing for the human brain. It can be a serious threat to brain health and increase the risk of dementia, blunt force trauma, and multiple concussions, as we did indeed discuss a little bit earlier here in this show, and many times over the years at my shows, blogs. Blunt force trauma can damage brain cells through coup, contra coup, and shearing injuries. Repetitive blows to the heads, like multiple concussions, only worsen the damage. Scarring and inflammation can occur, hindering brain function and communication between the cells. Alcohol abuse. Excessive alcohol consumption is neurotoxic and toxic, meaning it directly damages brain cells. Alcohol disrupts communication between brain cells and hinders the brain's ability to form new memories. Chronic alcohol abuse can actually shrink the hippocampus, the brain region crucial for memory. Mercury amalgam fillings, still a subject quite highly debated, as it may or may not pertain directly to the onset of dementia, Alzheimer's, that type of thing. But I'm not sure anybody can rule it in or rule it out at this juncture with the ongoing settings and studies. Mercury amalgam fillings, while the dangers of mercury are well established, the specific link between fillings per se and dementia, as I say, is an ongoing topic of debate. Some studies suggest that mercury leaching from the fillings might indeed contribute to cognitive decline, but there's inconclusive evidence and studies are ongoing. Again, I'm not sure if you can make the bold-faced claim that you can rule it out. Still a non-practitioner in the equation. Definitely a human being who's experienced all the above, knowing from where I speak on that side of it. It's important to note that many dental organizations, of course, for obvious reasons, maintain the safety of all their procedures, to include amalgam fillings, when placed properly. Nothing's an exact science, including the AMA, American Dental Association. So the combined effect, these factors might create a synergistic effect, meaning their combined impact is greater than the sum of their individual effects. For sure. Inflammation caused by head trauma can be worsened, for sure, by abusing alcohol, further damaging the brain cells. And if mercury fillings do indeed leach mercury, it definitely only exacerbates the neurotoxin effects of alcohol on the brain. Bad combination. How all three of these factors can contribute to brain tissue loss and shrinkage? Damaged brain cells actually die, and chronic inflammation hinders the growth of new ones. So the decrease in brain volume, especially during addiction, and with the presence of mercury fillings in one's head where applicable, and the vapors upon removal of said amalgam fillings, and then combine that with an industrial chemical, daily inhalation of those toxins directly in confined workspaces during demos and so forth, not good. The decrease in brain volume disrupts brain function and can for sure lead to dementia. Is it a given that you're automatically going to get them because of those three? No such claims. You see, there are no claims medically here. Really good, positive, ongoing study documentation, independent research, third-party analysis. Important to consider the exact mechanisms by which these factors contribute to dementia. In understanding the ongoing research, more importantly, understanding the source of information, the good, the very good, the very bad, and the very absurd, all avail to any topic of discussion on the World Wide Web. Brain Health Trio, dementia, risk and factors, head trauma, alcohol, mercury, does head injury, alcohol abuse, mercury fillings in and of themselves is certainly the trifecta cause dementia. The shocking link between common habits and dementia. Protecting your brain, minimizing dementia risks. I'm still not a medical professional, never played one on television. This information and all my information is for educational purposes only. I have had and will have many expertise studio members as my guests as we cover a multitude of broad subjects, always about food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Authors, lawyers, doctors, practitioners, patients, clinicians, and we'll be having more. The perfect storm, industrial toxins, head trauma, alcohol, and dementia, chronic exposure to industrial chemicals, particularly inhaling mercury vapors, just to isolate one of the many toxic fumes, vapors that are all around the planet, whether you're selling industrial chemicals or not, more so when you are and or were many years ago. This puppy's old working life. So combine that with head trauma, severe alcohol abuse once upon a time. Of course, it significantly elevates the risk of dementia. How each element contributes in their potential synergy. Mercury vapor inhalation. Mercury is a potent neurotoxin, meaning it directly targets and damages the nervous system, most assuredly the brain. Inhaled mercury vapors readily reach the brain, disrupting communication between brain cells, and hindering their function. Mercury exposure can lead to memory loss, difficulty concentrating, tremors, mood swings, and in severe cases, coma and death. Head trauma and multiple concussions, as we've discussed before. Blunt force trauma and repeated concussions cause physical damage to brain cells, leading to inflammation and scarring. This disrupts brain function and communication, impacting memory, learning, and cognitive abilities. Alcohol abuse, as we've discussed many times, and drugs or whatever, any kind of abuse, but especially alcohol in and of itself, one of the really bad ones for the brain and the body. Heroin, all that kind of crazy stuff. We're talking alcohol. The chemical reactions. Chronic alcohol consumption does disrupt the brain's ability to form new memories. And it does hinder communication between brain cells. And it can shrink the hippocampus, a crucial memory center. Alcohol abuse can definitely exacerbate the inflammatory response triggered by head trauma and mercury exposure. The combined effect? Synergy. These factors can have a synergistic effect, meaning their combined impact is far greater than the sum of their individual effects. When you got all three, imagine a triple whammy on your brain cells. Mercury directly poisons them. Head trauma physically damages them. Alcohol disrupts their communication and hinders their ability to repair themselves. How they shrink the brain and cause dementia. All three factors contribute to brain tissue loss and shrinkage. Damaged and poisoned brain cells die, while chronic inflammation hinders the growth of the new ones. The significant decrease in brain volume disrupts brain function and information processing, leading to dementia. Dementia types, potentiality impacted, Alzheimer's disease for sure. Mercury exposure might disrupt the production and clearance of beta amyloid plaques, a hallmark of Alzheimer's. Vascular dementia, chronic inflammation from all three factors can damage blood vessels in the brain, reducing blood flow and oxygen delivery, leading to this type of dementia. Important considerations: the exact mechanisms by which these factors contribute to dementia always require ongoing further research. Individual susceptibility definitely plays a role. Genetics, other health conditions, heredity, what you're taking, what you're eating, your physical stature, your weight, your mental health as it stands, influencing how these factors affect the brain. What's your environment been? What's your working environment been? Where do you live? What are your demographics? What are the toxins that we're all taking in daily around the planet? Do you live next to a smokestack industrial plant? Are you a paper mill town? Toxic trio dementia, brain under attack, mercury head injury, alcohol poisoning, industrial toxins, head trauma, alcohol, a recipe for dementia. It's a silent threat. How everybody in everyday exposures increase dementia risk just because this planet is a toxic petri dish, protecting your brain from the perfect storm. I'm still not a medical professional. The information is for educational purposes. If you expect or suspect exposure to any industrial toxins, plural, head injury, separate and succinct or together, or have concerns about alcohol abuse, consult a healthcare provider immediately. So, closing out here, starting to phase out today on the BH Sales Clinical Holistic Healing Hour, we asked, could your past be causing your future? Be it good, bad, or indifferent, especially from the physical side. We took another episode here today, keeping our bodies and minds in tip-top shape through workouts for geriatrics, all subjects, aka sober streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92, physical workouts, exercise, resistance bands, free weights, nutrition, everything about healthcare. Predominantly senior citizen, because that's the majority of my audience, but I've been blessed to have all demographics, both as listening audiences and members of my shows across the demographics and chronology of all the generations. So now, with all these factors combined, including potential exposure to toxins in the occasional glass of something, somebody did something a little bit stronger, you know, something a little bit stronger than water, wink, wink, alcohol. I can't help but wonder, could my past be setting up the stage for future dementia? Absolutely. Could yours? Is where you come in, my friends. Have you experienced head trauma or been exposed to industrial toxins? How are you taking care of your brain health proactively? Give us examples. Interact. Do you have any personal experiences with tau protein or dementia? What questions do you have for me about my experts? Who do you want to see? Who do you like? What got you here? What's keeping you here? Thank you in all regards. Join the conversation. Share your thoughts and experiences by interacting at our polls daily and leaving a voicemail message at the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour podcast message board. Let's learn from each other and explore the exciting world of brain health here together. TAU Talk, Dementia Prevention, Grandpa Bill's Story, BA Sales, Chemical Holistic Healing, no? And ask Grandpa Bill. Calling all health warriors. Hopefully I continue to be preserved and perceived as a harbinger of good information, your guide to holistic healing on the BA Sales, Chemical Holistic Healing, our podcast each and every day. Three times over, audio, specializations, workouts for geriatrics, main mentor moments, and holistic healing hour, our daily YouTube offering, BoHolt 8792. Like us, share us, give us a thumbs up, subscribe, answer the poll questions with all due respect, asking yourself, could my past experiences be affecting my brain health? We'll be diving deeper into TAU, tau protein, and dementia, exploring the potential impact of head trauma, toxins, and yep, even yours truly, wild past. Don't worry, there'll be some laughs along the way. If you want to join the conversation, love to hear your thoughts and experiences, leave a voicemail message at the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing, our podcast message board, and let's explore brain health together and all health for my body and soul. We're blessed to be members of many large intuitive groups, continuing to pay it forward. Goodwill ambassadors, everybody knows somebody up against it now. People being challenged, wild animals being driven out of their natural environments, feral rescue pets, domestic pets challenged with good foods, medical medicine options, just like there are people, plants, most assuredly this planet. We continue to forge forward, hopefully being perceived as a harbinger of good information, myself as the portion junction box, continuing to put you in touch with literally butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, authors, doctors, psychotherapists, entrepreneurs, covering the gamut of all of these subjects for good health and wealth. Join us each and every day. Continue paying it forward. Make it a safe and productive day. We'll say bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.